Well, hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody. Welcome to the breakdown show, as opposed to the caffeine high that I had, that you heard from yesterday, i.e. the 19th of November. This show is going to be a response to me doing last night's show. So I'm going to, before I let anybody else jump on the bandwagon and bitch me, I have decided, and as I asked the Capital Homo last night too, let me bitch about my, rip the crap out of me, and then everybody else jump on the bandwagon. So, first of all, let me say a big thank you to everybody who listened last night, everybody who listened to Caffeine High Volume 2, / Cube Queer Lad Podcast, Episode 13, which, because you guys put up with a lot in that show. You had a absolutely shameless host who, knowing full well what the state of caffeine does to him, continued. And I'm not going to take the show down. I'm not taking any of the shows that have got me extremely hyper and extremely full of energy. I'm not going to take them down. Because to me, it's like, well, at times I get like that. I will just drink coffee till it goes, practically comes out of my ear, you know. And so, it's like, if you haven't heard those shows, you know, I don't suggest listening to them. Like, if this is the first time you hear listen to this podcast, then I think, well, then you're listening to a calm show. But I'd suggest at some point listening to them. Now the reason I am doing another show, like I was thinking about spacing these shows out, you know, because I have done like one in the last every day for the last three. But I have decided to do this one because I owe some people an apology. Now, there are a few very specific people, first of all, that I want to apologize to, and then there's some that I want to apologize to and that I won't name. I would like to apologize to my friend David, who got extremely little sympathy from me to start with when he was getting when his cat was attacking him, and he was telling me about it, and I got extremely little sympathy from me because I was so high goofballed up to the hilt on caffeine, and that I was a bit rude. I think I was probably a little bit bitchy and stuff like that. So, David, I do apologize. If I've missed anything out, let me know, because I know he listens to my show. You hear the crackling in my voice. This is how I am usually. And as for everybody who listens to the show, as I said, if you've listened to the Caffeine High show and you basically hear me say that this is how my shows should be compared to the boring way I do them, I agree that at times my shows do lack some energy, but yet, what they also do is that, they are personal. You know, I've said it before and I will say it again, I don't go out specifically to do a show. I don't go out and like write content and stuff. What I do is, if I know I want to talk about the news or something, I'm going to talk about a news article. And I know that I have done at least two shows where I have gone off and only spoken about the news and then done a little bit of plugging for other stuff. So, that will change. That will change. I will not continue down that road because I need to get at least a little bit of frequentality to the show. Excuse me. But what is also going to change is that I am going to curb my caffeine intake. Now, I wanted to just explain to you guys, first of all, this is the reason why I wanted to do the show, is because I wanted to explain how it's managed to get that far. That basically the way this has ended up working out, that when I was like 16 to 18, I got a job, and while I was still at school, and what ended up happening was that me and my little circle, if you will, became my little circle of friends, we became known as, if you had a party in our little area, we were like the must-have group. So it's like, if you were worried that people you had invited to your party, or if anybody at your party was going to bring somebody that might be dull, or that the party might not go nicely or anything like that, you know, you didn't think people were going to enjoy themselves that much, then we were invited. And most of the time I was invited to a lot of parties, but when the whole group got invited, that's when we knew that we were there to sort of boost up the show. So what started happening was that I was going to, like, if people were having parties, where I worked there was like 300-400 people, that I practically knew nearly everybody. Nowadays, I can barely remember somebody's name, so just to show you what worked for me, eh? But one week in particular, it was a very busy week. I think I had something like a party on the Monday. I fall into the week before it, we're taking the week from the Wednesday to the Wednesday. And I had like a party on the Wednesday, a party on Saturday, Sunday, and I also had the one that Friday night. I had one at a birthday party on the Tuesday, and then Wednesday was the day it hit home. Now, I will hold my hands up, and when I was a young kid, I did drink. You know, it's like with everything. When you become legal to drink in your country, then you tend to not want to do it because it's legal, you know, the excitement has gone from it. But that was basically what happened with that. Now, that week, what happened was, on the Wednesday while at work, I was going about my usual business, you know, thinking nothing was wrong, nothing was happening, you know, I was fine. I'd had something like an hour and a half sleep the night before. Which was probably about the most I had total the whole week. And it basically came to a head when that day a customer came in and I was giving them a refund. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, customers demanding their money back for things that they break or stuff like that is not right, and I tend to be a little bit critical towards folk like that. But what I did do was I started to do my usual business, and she came up, explained to me what happened. Excuse me a second. She explained to me what happened and that she wanted to return the product. And I said, well, that's fine, you know, because I was on my own at the time. I was left from the department at the time, and I thought, okay, I'll just get this done anyway. I need to go and count something. So I went to do the refund, and about 10-15 minutes later, I hadn't returned to the information desk. You know, I hadn't returned to the customer. She was still standing there. And at that time, my supervisor came back from her break, and she asked one of the cashiers where I was. And the woman, the cashier she spoke to said to her, oh, well, he was at that checkout up there a little while ago. I just presumed he was dealing with a customer and that he was doing something. So she walked over to the checkout to see if I had like left any clues or anything about where I was. And to her horror, as she approached the checkout, I was actually conked out in between the two. Needless to say, that was not a pretty sight, and most of the time I ain't a pretty sight, so I'll say that before anybody else does. But what had happened was, initially I had slept on entering the checkout area to go with the refund through, but what had happened was that, the best way I can think to describe it is, you know, like when you get really tired and you lay your head on your pillow and without even trying, you just conk out and go to sleep? That. As I hit the floor, my body gave in, and it just said, "We are resting now. Not later, not in an hour or two, now." And I freely admit, you know, that I brought it on myself. You know, but there were a lot of mitigating factors. You know, it wasn't just the nights out and stuff. It was, I mean, at the time, our store had just been going through a huge refit, and we were, there were times when I was in the store, like, from when it opened to when it closed, to say doing like 2-3 shifts in the middle of, during that time, and then going out on a night out. So it had to happen, and if I had been the sensible kid, I would have saw that. Now, I know what you're thinking, you know, you're going, but you're not that old, you're only 21. To me, I'd see these years that I'm talking about some like a long distance memory. So anyway, that Wednesday, as my supervisor found me, she quickly got me to compose myself, and we walked back over to the customer, and I, you know, just sort of bullshitted the customer saying, "Look, I'm deeply sorry for having you waiting. I had to go through to the back and use our refund section through there, and it took a little while because I had to reset the thing and stuff." So she accepted that, and it was like, it was a blatant lie. But, you know, to her, I hold my hands up. It was my fault. But essentially what then happened was I was issued with a work advisory notice. Now, apparently these aren't actually in existence. This is what my boss called it at that time. And basically what it said was that I was to take myself the following day, I was to finish my shift, and then the following day I was to go to the doctor's. So Thursday I went to the doctor's, and he told me that basically what I had to do was to start with, anyway, I'd start taking better care of myself. I'd start eating properly, start drinking sensibly, and to start respecting myself a bit more. So what he did was he gave me a letter for work to say that weekend I was to get signed off for those 2 days of work. It wasn't to go against me, it was just for me to rest. So I was to spend 48 hours resting. So I went into the work on the Friday, explained the situation. They were more than happy to let me out for those 2 days because, you know, it's the Saturday and the Sunday, because hey ho, I'd worked like so many hours anyway, they could build them in. So I took the Saturday and Sunday off, and I mean, I know I didn't expect like my body to turn around and say, "Right, seeing all the hours you missed sleeping, we're gonna take them all now." But I did sleep a lot. I mean, I think when I went to bed, it was on the Friday night that time, it was something like 6:30, 7:30, and I was awake again the following evening at like 9:30 on the Saturday night, and I still managed to go to bed again at, say, 11:30 on the Saturday night, and up again early Sunday morning, and then I was pretty much refreshed. But that, I wanted to tell you guys that purely because that is what led to me gaining, not a caffeine addiction, because I can go without it. I do regularly, just don't have to have coffee and caffeine drinks. But what it led to was that if I hadn't have done that, I wouldn't have found a taste for a particular caffeinated drink. And for those of you who know me, you'll know what that drink is. Don't you? That particular drink is a cappuccino. I have an extreme taste for it, and I usually end up getting them stronger than usual. So, basically, what I... Because I took a liking to it, it started off initially, like everything else, you did everything in moderation, you know, you weren't overzealous about it. But, as with everything, you change, and it does become, not everything in moderation, it becomes, hey, nitwit, you have actually just, like, drank about 6 of those. Now, in my contact with the Capitol Hill from last night, caffeine high volume 1 was no match for volume 2. We know that because if you've listened to both, you'll know full well that volume 2, I've obviously had a lot more than what I did for volume 1. And volume 1 was an extreme volume. I mean, I think now, Drew, you'll have to tell me, because I told you this last night, and I'm not positive, because my mind is now so frazzled that I've rested today, that I had something like 2-3 espressos, a couple of cappuccinos, a couple of extremely strong coffees, a couple of cups of tea in there or not, as well. And so, needless to say, it, like, obviously took its toll. Yesterday was a little worse because I had spent most of the day after my ex had visited me drinking cappuccinos and stuff like that. So, needless to say, episode 2 of that drama series is what happened. No, this is, as I say, this is why I am doing this show, to apologize to everybody, not for the show. I'm apologizing to those who if I was rude to you, if I was out of line in saying anything, that's what I'm apologizing for. I think at one point I'm not positive, because my mind is still trying to slot everything into a line and say, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. You know, like a timeline sort of thing. And it's having a little trouble because everything's a little hazy. But I know, I'm pretty positive that at some point I did become a bit overzealous to the Capitol Homo and in mentioning a few certain topics and said a few things that certainly would make me blush in any normal limelight. So I offer my humble apologies to the Capitol Homo. Needless to say, it will definitely be a long, long time before that gets happen again. So I also apologize to my friend David, who I was pretty much very rude to. You know, it's not, to be fair, when I get that bad, I most people know to avoid me. They either avoid me or they know they're about to get themselves in for some serious shit. You know, it's like you're about to hear him have a go at anything and everybody because his head is like, I'm about 5'8", 5'9". So when I stood like an extra foot above me, and I am not kidding, that is the God's honest truth. That is the way my head felt. Was that it was about an extra foot. So, I mean, I found that out, like, going to the toilet and stuff last night, that my head was extremely dizzy. I felt extremely nauseous towards the end of it. And I don't know what time the Capitol Homo actually himself went to bed, but I called it quits at the ripe old time of 6:30 in the morning. Now, I think between Drew and I, we managed to work out something like it was 5 or 6 hours difference between the time difference between him and me, so I know that by 6:30 in the morning I knew, you know, it's like, come on big guy, you're being an asshole, you need to go get yourself to bed. So I put my away message on. I wasn't gonna write to little Drew, I was gonna write you a personal little message, but I wasn't quite sure if I was gonna mean it nicely or not, because I did start coming down last night, but it was more a case of I should have. I didn't feel like I was actually coming down quick enough for the way it should have been. So that's why I left, put my way message on, and I sort of just went. I'm back to bed. You know, it's like, hey, yo. Don't get me wrong, there was some major good that came out of last night. There was some major good. Because, if you go to the website, www.queerlad.co.uk, and click on the podcast section, there is now a show promo there. Now, the show promo that's there, it is marked as version 1. It's not complete. It is still being worked upon, but I wanted you guys to know that I'm doing my darndest now to big up my podcast, to make sure that I treat you guys with respect and honesty, you know, and that you find this a legitimate podcast that should itself have its own right, in its own right, be one that you listen to. And hey, why do you know it's been like 20 minutes? So, if you go to the website, www.queerlad.co.uk, I think it's pretty much safe to say that from an earlier show when I said that we weren't positive that the website was going to stay, it's staying now. And if you go on the podcast section, the podcast list down, link down the left-hand side of the page, you'll get the links to the podcast, which you'll get the actual podcast hosting company's page, and the actual feed for the podcast is there. And it's got click here for the promo. If you hover the mouse over it, it does say show promo version 1. You will need to have, it plays in QuickTime, so you will need to make sure you've got that installed. It's not complete. It is in a sense, as in I've listened to it. It's not completely awful, but there are a few minor touches to it that I will make, and then I will alter it and redo it. Another new update to the site is that there is a new section called Reviews, in which I am going to review, and anybody else who listens can review anything from podcasts to people, places, shows, whatever. Basically, the way I'm going to do these is, if you want to review something, first of all, let me know. I will then look into who I need to contact to get their approval. Well, you don't need somebody's approval to do a review about it, but what I'm always going to do before I publish any review is that I will have the permission of whatever it was reviewed as much as possible to put it on there. In the case of, at the moment, there is the only review up there is The Capital Gay Show, which Drew Boy has already seen. So if anybody is fancying and having themselves as a bit of a hero and going, Capital Homo, do you see this review? I already showed it. That is my basis on it all, is that I will always show the reviews to people. So I've got a couple of reviews that I've been writing, as I did before I published this, And I'm going to get them emailed off probably either between today or Monday, Tuesday. I will remind you, I will just read out the little reminder that I've put down, which I will put down as we move to the top of the review page, is that the reviews are either only my opinion and no one else's, unless I state that they are someone else's opinion. So just because I say that I don't like a show, or I say that I thought this color looked something stupid on this building or whatever, that is only my opinion. That is not that of either my hosting company or anything like that. So you can go and check that out. From what I remember from last night, Drew was quite pleased with the review I did of the show. And I've listened to his updated show 26. And I listened to that this morning while trying to stop myself from banging my head against the wall. And was highly amused, you know, and big up to him for redoing his website and getting lots of new listeners. And because not only was he plugging his show, I did last night too. And that's one of the other reasons I'm not taking the caffeine shows down, because I probably should, but I'm not going to take them down, because at least Caffeine High Volume 2 was more done as a shameless amount of plugging to the Capital Geisha's new website, to the Capital Homo's new forum section. And if you go and actually read and join the forums, you know, you can go to www.capitalgeisha.com and have a look from there. It's a new site. Basically, he's on a server now, as opposed to the Mac account section. So yeah, I was gonna try and keep this short, and I'm now up to like 3 minutes. So anyway, guys, as I say, this was like my little apology for you all. I hope I have not offended many people out there. Please do listen. Please keep on potting with me. As I put on one of the pages on my website, we need to keep gaying the world up. You know, let's take it forward. But we should do that with some dignity and respect for each other. So get in touch, get online, you know, there's plenty of ways to do that. You can email me at any of the following addresses, really, which is like quite a list. You can email me at me@queerlad.co.uk, sexysuperman@gmail.com, or queerlad001@aim.com. You can instant message me on AIM where using the username queerlad001, or you can talk to me on MSN with the address queerlad001@aim.com, or me@queerlad.co.uk. You can Skype me at queerlad, or you can go to my podcast hosting company's page for my podcast. And at the top right-hand section, there's a box marked contact info, and at the bottom of that section it says record an audio comment. You can record an audio comment online, and it'll basically just send me it as a file. Or if you live stateside, you can call the listener line on 206-888-4132. Now, don't ask me anything about that number. I don't know what state of the U.S., the grand old U.S. of A it comes from or anything. All I know is that my hosting company site is an American site. The site that registers my phone listener line number is an American company, so obviously it's going to be an American thing. And needless to say, there will probably be definitely some stuff. Not nice at all. I will definitely try and get something set up for the UK at least at some point soon, and then hopefully it will be quite good for little old me. So So I think that's about everything. If you don't forget that you should go and check out Lucky Bitch Radio with the fabulous Miss Wanda Wisdom, who did reply, as I mentioned last night too. It's about the only other thing I mentioned in that podcast. Big thanks to Wanda for actually replying. I know a lot of people don't bother, and it's nice to see that some people in the world are quite generous enough to say just a little thank you. So go and check that out. Go and also check out, but just to tell you guys, the response came to an is a message I sent about the Eat This Hot show that she had done with Reagan Fox and Madge Weinstein. And so big shout out to both them as well, with Fox in the City and Yeast Radio and whatever other shows they do, because I'm positive there will be an absolute masterful of amount. So I will speak to you guys all soon. I'm going to play a couple of promos, and as for the Capital Homo, I am going to, as soon as I can, hopefully that makes me to him anyway, get a lovely show promo from him that will hopefully be good. He sent me one yesterday, and the next thing I knew, I got told not to use it, so. Okay. So first of all, so keep in touch, guys. Don't ever be strangers. You know, I'm here. I'm queer. So that's really awful. That sounded like really like little bitch once slapped. So keep in touch, and remember that the little queer lad loves everybody and everything.
Yahoo News,
the other
one of the top 5 stories that I need to know
this
right now.
This is a free issue story from the headlines.
Crazy.
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 Crazy. Crazy.
My name is Rebecca
Batata.
I'm from Iraq. I'm an Iraqi woman. And today, I'm an Iraqi idol. I'm auditioning. And I would like to practice for you.
The other day, I was joking around with my friends about domestic abuse.
My nipple is hard to stick
to. Vitamin D for a cold is like one of the thoughts.
Who told you this? Mom, who do you love more than anybody on the planet?
We did this.
Will you say BJ? Because I found out that the Russians fucking love me. I'm a big hit in Russia. You know, Gwen Stefani, let her have her Harajuku girls. I'm gonna have my little Russian bitches. They'll kill you. They've gone through economic depressions. They know what it's like to scrap. They'll fucking kick you in your pussy, and then they'll say, "Ooh, from Russia, we do
that." What do you think I'm gonna do? Like, go into her store and sexy bomb it? You know, like I'm some gay sex terrorist who throws around sex bombs around shitty bookstores? Like I'm gonna go into Borders and say, "Fuck nipple in the ass, fuck me fisting, fuck me pussy, fuck."
Reagan Fox, Fox in the City, ReaganFox.com.
Of my time on the roads in the U.S. I go all over. I go from Vancouver, L.A., Toronto, Seattle, both East Coast and Central. You're going to say, why my podcast? Well, come and listen. I'm all alone, just me and the pup. I'll talk to you about sex if it happens to me on the road, my views, tricks about driving on the road, four-wheelers, and everything dealing with being gay and a trucker on the road. You can visit me at www.djdavidj.com. That's djdavidj.com. Click on the podcast link and you're off trucking. Email me at dave, D-A-V-E, Dave at DJDavidJ.com. See you later, good buddies.